Hey everyone, welcome to another deep dive. Today we're diving into AI in education, but don't worry, we're not gonna, you know, go full sci-fi on you.
Right, no robots taking over classrooms yet.
Exactly. We're talking about how educators are using AI right now. We were lucky enough to get our hands on this presentation from EU Academy Day, and let me tell you, it is packed with cool ways AI is being used to design curriculum.
Yeah, really interesting stuff. One of the big takeaways, at least for me, is that AI isn't about replacing teachers, you know? It's more about, like, collaboration.
Collaboration. Okay, I like that. They actually used this analogy of a digital bridge in the presentation, which, I'll be honest, sounded a bit vague at first.
It does sound a little out there, but it makes sense when you think about it. Imagine if you could just, like, have a conversation with an expert in any field, and boom, you have this amazing lesson plan. That's the potential here.
So, like, this bridge connects the content experts with the learning design experts.
Exactly. And that's so important these days, right? I mean, think about how fast the world is changing. Education has to keep up.
It's not just about keeping up, though, is it? It's about making sure students are actually engaged, like what they're learning feels relevant to their lives.
You hit the nail on the head. The presentation actually calls it transformative curriculum design. Like, how do we equip students for a future we can barely even imagine? AI is a big part of that.
So it's not just about, like, adding a tech element. It's about fundamentally changing how we teach.
100%.
And you know what's funny? The presentation even cracks a joke. There's this part where the AI is like, let my friend continue.
It's true. I remember that.
I guess even AI knows it can't take all the credit, huh?
Right. But it does highlight this balance, you know. AI is a tool, not a replacement.
For sure. Okay, so less about the jokes, more about the actual ways AI is shaping curriculum, right? The presentation gets into some really interesting examples.
Yeah, like personalized learning.
Right, tailoring lessons to individual students. That's always been the dream, hasn't it?
Totally. And then using AI to really dig into student data, like understanding how kids are learning in a much deeper way.
So we're not just relying on test scores anymore.
Exactly. AI can track all sorts of things, engagement, progress, you name it. And then there's the whole content creation side.
Okay, now that's where it gets really interesting to me. Imagine if AI could help design those quizzes and worksheets, make them less, you know, soul-crushing for everyone involved.
Well, and the presentation makes a good point about this, too. It's not all sunshine and roses, right? They talk about analysis paralysis, where you have so many AI tools, it's overwhelming.
Oh, yeah, I can totally see that. It's like too many choices, you end up just doing nothing.
Right. And then the question becomes, which tools are actually good? Which ones will actually help teachers and students?
And I think that's a perfect segue, because while the presentation touches on a lot, we're zeroing in on the content creation and curation side of things today.
Exactly. That's where they did their big demo. And even though, you know, we don't have the actual demo to watch, just reading the transcript is pretty wild.
It makes it real, you know. And speaking of real, let's get to these statistics they dropped, because, wow, they said 35% of students in Swedish universities are already using AI regularly for their studies.
35%.
Right. Like, was that higher or lower than you would guess?
I mean, honestly, that's higher than I would have thought. Then again, things are moving so fast, maybe I shouldn't be surprised.
And it's important to remember, that's just one context, right?
Yeah.
But still, it gives you a sense of where things are headed.
For sure. And it's not just the students either. The presentation also mentioned that 50% of teachers are using AI in their lesson planning.
50%. Okay. So it's definitely not just a fringe thing anymore.
Nope. It's becoming mainstream. And the exciting part is, it's not just about, like, making things easier for teachers. It's about making teaching more effective.
So instead of spending hours crafting the perfect quiz, a teacher could use AI to do it faster and maybe even better.
Exactly. And that frees up the teacher to actually, you know, teach, to work one-on-one with students, try new things, that sort of thing.
And that's huge, right? I mean, think about what teachers could do with, like, even an extra hour a day.
Yeah.
And the presentation throws out some big numbers there, suggesting AI could lighten their workload by, get this, 60, even 70%.
Yeah, that's a lot of time. But it does make you stop and think, you know? It's exciting, but we have to be cautious, too.
Oh, for sure. Like, we're not saying just hand everything over to the robots.
Right. And the presentation actually gets into this, too. They emphasize, like, data privacy, security, all that. You can't just blindly trust any AI tool out there.
No, absolutely not. So it's about finding that balance,
yeah,
right? Using these powerful tools responsibly.
100%. And making sure, you know, the human element is still front and center.
So we've covered a lot here. I mean, we went from digital bridges to real classrooms using AI. What's the one thing you hope listeners take away from all this?
That AI in education, it's not some far-off thing. It's happening now. And it's about empowering teachers, not replacing them.
I like that. Though it does make you wonder, right, if AI is already this integrated, what skills are kids going to need, like 5, 10 years down the line?
That's the question, isn't it? And I don't think there's an easy answer. But it's less about fearing AI, more about being ready for it. Critical thinking, adaptability, that's what's going to matter more than ever.
It's a whole new world out there. Well, on that note, we've reached the end of our deep dive. Thanks for joining us as we explore this fascinating and constantly evolving world of AI in education. Until next time.